Greetings and welcome to the Talkin' Reggae Podcast. I have two very special guests on with me today because they got a new tune that they did together called You to Stray. Please welcome Skillinja and Sergeant Remo. Fellas, how are you?
Blessed. Good to be here.
Good.
Oh, it's really good to, I've been listening to both your music for a while, so it's great to have you both on. Talk about this tune. Let's just jump into it, man. You to Stray. Tell me how this tune came together, that you guys got together on this and made this tune happen, and Skill, we'll start with you, man.
Well, I had done a first cut of the song with Youth Man from Youth Man Records, and I was going to put the song on an album we were working on, and if you know Youth Man, he's one of those guys who just loves to keep working on songs. You know, he just keeps perfecting them, and that's good. Sometimes it's not always good, but in this case, it was so good because I got blessed with Sergeant Remo came in to, I don't know if you were visiting KC for what reason, but all of a sudden I get a video in my inbox of Sergeant Remo doing his part to the song. And I knew who Remo was. I liked his music already. So it was just like somebody gave me an Easter egg or something. And I loved it. I like his low voice, the way it. We both have different style voices, so it sounds nice. You know, it's a good contrast.
For real, yo.
Yeah, man. Love it.
Yeah, so the way that I come into this, man, I was in Minneapolis at a Word Sound and Power Festival. I think that was like in August of 22. And you know, I had been talking to the brethren about coming over there to Kansas City, but we never really set a date, you know. And when I was in Minneapolis, he sent me a message. He's like, yo, can you stop by Kansas City on your way down to San Antonio? And I'm like, yeah, man. I'm like, I'm down, you know. I'm
like, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, cool, man. So we made it happen. It was like overnight, you know. And then the next day I was there and I left. I got there that morning and I left that same evening, you know, back to San Antonio.
Nice.
And we just had a nice session, and this was one of the rhythms that we worked on that day, three tunes, you know, and this was one of them. And I was like, yo, like with Skillinja, you know, just it's a bad tune, you know what I mean? So I was like, I have to come correct, you know, and do it proper, you know. So we drop a nice verse that contrasts the song, you know, in a good way, I think, you know. And I love definitely the message, because, you know, it's just a full message. You know what I mean?
Right.
We're not going to lead you to the straight. You know what I mean?
Love and do some good today. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
So, I don't always go fully positive, but when I do it, I always feel like it impacts, you know?
Yeah.
So kind of that inspiration, that took the inspiration. I want to do something like that on a more consistent, positive vibe on my next album.
Yeah, man, for sure, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. So yeah, that's how that happened, and here we are. What was it? When were you guys down here in Corpus?
Skilly? Boy, it was like a, was that
March?
Two?
No, that was in March. This is March.
Dude, time is
January?
Flying.
When were you? You were over here recently. Oh, that was November, right?
November.
You guys came to the Hemp Harvest Festival in Austin, and
right.
Then. You guys booked, we were booked in the same show in Corpus at the Packery Bar. So, you know, I told Youth Man, I was like, yo, man, if there's a time for us to shoot a video, it's now. So send me the mix, you know, send me the final mix, and we get a video shot. And, you know, I reached out to John Mark Lucid, you know, from Lucid House here in San Antonio.
He did a great job.
Yeah, man, he came and just. He made a movie out of this great tune, you know what I mean?
Out of a night, just a natural night. It was nice. You know, I really appreciated that too, because, you know, it's not very often where you're just luckily there at the right space, right time. You know, you guys coordinated all the video to where I just had to show up, basically.
Yeah, just remember your verse, yo. That's it.
And I mean, I appreciate that. It was nice.
It was fun, man.
Yeah, it's fun.
It was fun. Everything fell into place, man. And we shot a great video. I don't know if you've seen the video. Already you saw it? Yeah, nice.
It's a beautiful video, man. And it's funny because I was going to ask you where that was shot at, but you just told me that. But it really is a beautiful video. You really got, it was like the perfect time of day. You've got the perfect light. And it really is, it's a beautiful video, and the video has the positive vibe that the lyrics do. Like it's got all that positive coming through. So the video is just, it's great. It's a great video.
Yeah, yeah. Man. Big shout out to House Films, you know, for that and everything else that we've been working on, you know. No Forks.
Yes. I seen the Texas
Texas Kush.
Boy, that looked bad, and I love everything about that song art, the crew vibe.
Yeah, everything, man, that's a big collab. That's the next up, you know, that's just coming up.
Part two, you know, I was born in Texas. You might have to put me on the part
yo,
two.
Yo, come in for the remix, yo.
About
ready
it,
for
about
you, man, you know what I mean? And that's what that film was all about, you know. I mean, just bringing everybody in the scene together, you know. Yeah. I mean, it's not everybody, you know. There's always more artists, but you know, these are the brethren that were part of it. You know what I mean? And it's a big thing, man. You know, so we're looking forward to release that. You know, we gotta send you that, man, so you can check it out.
And, yeah. I love the unity vibes. I like it.
Yeah, man.
So, Skill, what was the lyrical inspiration behind this? Like, where did that come from?
You know, I go through different kind of phases in my songwriting with reggae because I'm really into all types of reggae. I love conscious reggae. I love hardcore dancehall reggae. And I think once I've done maybe an album's worth of a certain style, my brain will really, really crave to do something else, you know? So I think with that song, I was like really trying to transition into a more positive song, just something simple that people could like hear in it, you know, the simple lyrics that people can sing along to, you know, and just a decent song, a decent, nice song. Cause I don't always do that. And I like to have a broad catalog. So, like I said earlier, the positive songs seem like they have longer legs in the end of the day, you know? So.
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah. There's a time and a place for everything. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? We need all that music because it's just, you know, the music is a reflection of what's going on, you know, how we're feeling at the moment, you know? So sometimes you could be listening to Tupac, you know, and some crazy lyrics, you know, and then sometimes you can listen to Tupac singing Hey Mama, or, you know what I mean? Like things like that.
Yeah.
It's all part of it, you know what I mean? It's a time and a place for it, you know? But, you know, this song's cool, you know, because, you know, it's just a good vibe, you know, and it feels good. Like the music is in that feel good energy kind of vibe, and the lyrics are right there too. And it's just a positive message, you know? We're not going to lead the youth astray. Teach them about love and do some good today. Skilly, you know, that's so skilly. Yeah. You know, and it's simple because you just, how can you not like the tune? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just got that energy, you know. And hopefully, you know, everybody get a chance to check it out, you know, and listen to it. I know it's been doing good because I saw the plays and all of that. So I know people listening to it, you know.
Yeah. I feel like it's all positive feedback from the tune so far. And I think it even charted the top 100 on iTunes, which is crazy because that's like, that's hard to get, you know, that's hard to even get on those charts nowadays because nobody really downloads music that much.
Yeah.
So, but it's always fun to see you let your record up there next to.
Yeah, man. Big shout out to you, man. He'd be hard on the promotion, you know what I mean?
Big up you, man. Big up you, man. Yeah. He went hard, and he cleaned up those vocals too. Cause I'm not the best singer in the world, but on that record,
I made you sound good, huh?
man, there's only so much studio magic you can do, though. You can't fake what you did.
You know what I mean?
It's a good performance, man. It really is, and especially someone like me, who like I've known about you for a long time because I used to live in the Kansas City area. I used to live in Lawrence for years and years, so I knew about you. It's like to hear you like that on a track is like, it's beautiful, man. Cause it's like you were saying before about being an artist as a writer, change from album to album, tune to tune, whatever you want to do. But you're doing that as a vocalist too. And yeah. So that's impressive just as an all around artist to just change the vibe for what you need for a tune and be able to pull it off, you know, because I can't do what you do. I can't do what you, you know, what you've, the career that you've had and the way you voice, I don't do that. I can only do one thing. You know what I mean? So for me to hear an artist who's as versatile as you become, it's impressive, man. And I can appreciate that, you know?
Respect. I really love the genre of reggae, the whole genre, a lot. And yeah, I mean, and it's okay to have a style too that you just do. You know what I mean? That's part of being like what you are too. You know what I mean? And I think you know, just like with a lot of people, I probably have a lot of different versions of me bouncing around in my head a little bit. You
know? Yeah, for sure. You know what I mean? I think yeah. We all do, man. You know, because I see it in my music too. Especially right. Over a span of time, you know what I mean? Because sometimes you go through stages too where, you know, you feel like doing a lot of chatty lyrics, and then sometimes sometimes you might be depressed and you sing some sad lyrics, you know. Sometimes yeah. You're happy about something and you sing some hopeful things, you know. So I think it's just a reflection of who you are, you know. And I mean, obviously, you know, you have a lot of lyrics, you know, and a lot of experience, you know what I mean? So you just put it on the music, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's what we do, you know. That's my job. I'm here at the studio, like I gotta make music, you know. Yeah. So that's what I do. So mm-hmm. I can't always be the same kind, but at the same token, it's like I feel like a lot of artists I grew up listening to that I really like. We'll take SZA, for instance. SZA, you know, so SZA. Mm-hmm. That too, he can bounce from all different types of emotions.
Yeah, he's been everywhere, man. You know.
Yeah, and his productivity is just so like amazing to me. You know what I mean? I feel like he feeds his crowd. He feeds the, you know.
Yeah, from the love tunes to you know, to the real Rasta lyrics, to the dancehall vibes, you know, to everything, you know, that Brethren, the roots, of course, you know, that Brethren represented fully, you know.
Yeah, and he had gears, so many gears, still does. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's very impressive, man. There's a lot of artists like that, man. They have a real high productivity, you know, and not really too many bad tunes, you know what I mean? When I see like Lutan Faya or.
Oh, yeah.
Sick or. You know, like some of them Brethren just put out so much music. I'm like, whoa, whoa, you know.
and they maintain a quality level too at the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like, you know, I mean, you're not going to really hear like a terrible Luton song or something, you know. It's just not going to happen, you know.
Yeah, good try. Yeah, you might, but no, I don't think so.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So yeah. But you put out a lot of music too, Skilly. You know, you've been putting... Man, I'll be looking at your releases, man, and I'm like, wow, you know, like how you voice so many things, you know.
Man, I tell you, a lot of coffee and a lot of spliffs in the morning.
Yeah.
Getting the freaking zone and just bars.
Yeah, man.
I go to sleep and there'll be songs in my head kind of writing themselves out in my sleep. And, and it feels like I'm a maniac and I can't even control it sometimes. Like overdo it a little bit sometimes.
Ooh, man. Well, you know, it might be a good problem to have, you know.
Yeah, hopefully. We'll see.
Time will tell. Time always tell, you know.
As long as your quality control is good, man, it's always good to overdo it and then pull it back as opposed to be trying to push something out of you. I mean, that's when things don't work out, is when you're trying to force things.
And, you know, like Remo, he's always consistently dropping stuff of a high quality too, you know, and I've noticed that, and I really respect him for that. And I noticed though, there was a lot of bands like came out of COVID. It's just like, I felt like so many people just stopped releasing music. And I think that might have to do with, you know, when I've always been a solo artist, even when I work with Josh, you know, we'll team up and stuff, but basically we're both solo artists. And I noticed a lot of those big bands, I don't know if there's too many chefs in the kitchen or what, but like a lot, not very much music happening, you know what I mean? From a lot of people. And I think that people like me and Remo, sometimes we were able to get more out because maybe we're just solo. We don't have all, you know, if we have a good people around us making rhythms for us, we can stay
Yeah, you know, if you get enough producers, you know, that you work with on a regular, you know, you could definitely put out a lot of, you know, because, I mean, yeah, it's true, you know, because if you're working on one project, you know what I mean, and you have a lot of people involved, then it's going to be slower, you know?
Uh-huh.
You know, because, like, for me, you know, I have 2 or 3 songs being mixed at the same time by different people, you know what I mean? So when they come out, it seems like a lot, but, like, some of these songs been in the works for a couple years, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes they're quick, and then enough times they're not, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just consistency and consistently working, and there's always something new to put out, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, I guess, you know. Oh, I got to big up Gary Dredd, too, because he's been feeding me rhythms for the last...
Right, I see that, yo.
Years, keeping me on my toes, you know what I mean?
That bridge is working, too, man. Big shout out to Gary Dredd, you
know? It's easy. I can do my dry vocals, send them off, and then, you know...
And take care of the rest. Yeah, that's the best.
It's up the thing, you know?
Yeah, that's the best, man, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's I tell that to younger artists all the time, like maybe you're in a band situation and you got like a lot of people being creative or democracy or whatever you want to call it. But it's like, you still got to try to make progress every day, like no matter what you're doing. And if one cat isn't doing much, it's like, you know, you could find a way to keep the peace in the band yet keep moving forward. If you're a creative force, because you have to, because you can't just stagnate, because,
right,
you know, stagnation is like, that's the end of an artist. So you just always have to be doing something. You got to be working. So that's a good message for the youth right there. Let's talk a little bit about the production on this tune. I know Youth Man's not here on this, and I've talked to him about it a little bit. But I like, one thing I really dig about this tune is there's a lot of different flavors that come in. You two spoke earlier a little bit about the contrast between your voice, how that, that just really works. And it did. The first thing I noticed was like, oh yeah, like this is really working. Like these are two artists who could do this and it sounds perfectly natural. And I hope you guys do more things together too. I also think that about the musical side of this, that it's deceptively simple what's going on. It is simple, but it's not. It's a lot of different flavors that are going on in there, whether it's the guitar licks, whether it's the way things change at the bridge. Talk to me a little bit about that. When you guys heard the music for this tune, what about it spoke to you?
I know that Youth Man, he based the rhythm off an older Jamaican rhythm and replayed all the different parts himself. And I think it kind of gave it a fatter vibe. I can't remember what the original rhythm is called, but maybe baby make, I don't know what it's called, but I think Eddie even had Luciano and maybe some other artists are on this rhythm. You know, it's a classic rhythm, but Youth Man, he definitely put a different spin on it on the mix, you know, and I'm really into stuff like that. I really like when they take an old rhythm and kind of digitize it, maybe make it a little fatter or do different things to it. I mean, I wish he was here to tell you, because he could probably go off. Youth Man, he's a talker. He could tell you 30 minutes on this exact subject, I feel like.
Man, I spent a couple hours with him in his studio. It was me and my bassy were over there one time, and we just rolled the mics, and like we just talked for like 2 hours. And he never sent me that recording either, so I could put on the podcast. So he still got that recording somewhere, and none of us. But yeah, I love that dude, because he can just talk about, he's like us, like we just sit around talking about music all day long and just never stop.
Sure, yeah.
So I love that. Man.
Yeah, he's a dictionary. I wish I knew the original rhythm name. I can't think of it right now.
Remo, what about you, man? When you heard, when he brought you in and you're checking the tune out, what did you feel?
Well, you know, I came in and it was already, Skilly's part was already recorded, you know, so it was like almost finished, you know what I mean? Maybe it wasn't like mixed yet, you know, but the arrangement and everything was there. So I came in and I listened to the vibe and I just knew that it was a positive vibe, you know, because the rhythm itself is a feel good rhythm, you know, like even if there was no vocals, you know, that rhythm is going to be, just make you feel good, you know? So. When I came in and I heard Skilly's chorus, you know, and the verses, I was just like, man, you know, I'm like, all right, cool. Well, then what can I do to make this better? You know what I mean? Uh-huh. So I kind of had to figure my place, you know, because, you know, I do a lot of songs like that where I'm singing, you know, more melodic stuff or, but it wasn't my place for this tune. You know, this tune needed to switch up the vibe when I came in. So that's what I did, you know, and I said, okay, I'm the hype, you know, so I need to go do that. And I gave it that. And then I think it took it to, it gives it the boost, you know what I mean? And then it brings you back down when we get into the chorus. You just like, all right, cool. We feel good again.
You understand that. Enough times I know, you know, when I've done tunes with Josh too, because he has such a high range, I become the lower guy.
Yeah, you gotta figure out where you fit in.
I know that.
Otherwise, you're just like, you know, like you're not really adding to the tune, you know? You're just
kind of. No. Yeah.
So that's why anybody sends me, I'm like, well, where do I fit in? You know, I need to have a place for me to work, you know, and that was it for this tune.
Yeah. I love the low voice.
Song.
The thunder.
Yeah, that was funny. Thunder. Big tune.
Yes.
What you're talking about there is teamwork. And as solo artists, like, that's something that impresses me, that you guys are like, you could just slide right in there to support other artists on collaborations, because it's something that takes some artists time to learn. That, like, man, you're featuring on a tune, you're collaborating on a tune, and like, that's not always easy for people who've been solo artists for a long time. So to be able to play a support on a tune is like, man, that's teamwork makes it happen, man. So it's like, it's another, I feel like both of you are putting out a lot of good lessons for like younger artists in this episode here. So I appreciate that because, you know, like the tune, the youth need to know, you know what I mean? So,
yes.
I was just going to say, you know, it's just one of them things, the more you do it and the more you put yourself out there, the more you challenge yourself to do something different, then the better you get, you know, and that's what really takes you to a next level, you know what I mean? That's why, you know, Skilly has the listenership that he has, you know, because you just keep going there, you know, and the more you work, you know, the better you're going to get, you know? It's really, like, this music thing is really just kind of like a survival of the fittest, you know, because there's a lot of really talented people that come and go because it's not for them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's like people like us that just keep going and going and going. And, you know, I never consider myself to be, you know, the best at anything, and just, I just keep trying, and you get better with time, you know, so you can just come in and do what you need to do, you know, in a tune, you know.
Yeah, man, that emerald keeps shining up after a while.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you know, before you know it, people actually like you and listen to your music. Yeah.
I'm excited for this next tune.
Udestray is out now, and so Let our listeners in on this. So I talked to you guys a little bit before. So you both said that you'll come back on the show because people listening to this are going to be like, hey, Jay, you're not asking like questions you normally ask of artists you have on your show for the first time. Cool out, because Skill and Remo both said they'd come back on the show individually so I can get more in-depth in their careers. This is about, we're talking about Udestray. And really because, I mean, all y'all know what Talking Reggae podcast is for is to help promote other artists, right? So especially when I hear a tune of this kind of positivity, I wanted to get them on as quickly as possible. But we threw this together in just a couple of days. So this tune is powerful. I believe in it. I believe in the message, the positivity. I believe in the vibe. So I wanted to get them on here as quick as possible. But they will be back individually at some point. We can get more into their careers. But I would like to ask you fellas, before we wrap up, I at least want people to know, what are you guys working on? What's coming next for you, for each of you in your careers here?
Today I dropped an album called Reggaeton Ice Cream Cone, and it's kind of like got a lot of Spanish vibes. I did the whole album myself. It's the first album where I made the rhythms and.
Oh, you produced it?
I produced the whole thing, and I got to tell you, it's a fun record, but I learned my lesson too. At the same token, I really do appreciate the guys who make rhythms for me, probably before now, after doing one of those winter projects where I was just stuck down here, and I was like, you know, I have all the tools to make my own rhythms, and I can record my own songs on them, so it was like a school project that I just put out for everybody to hear, so nice. We'll see. It has bangers. But there's also, I don't know, I even noticed some of the where I fell short on certain things on it too when I'm listening back to it, but it's a nice album still, Reggaeton Ice Cream Cone. And then after that, I have another record with Gary Dredd that's going to come out probably a couple of months.
Nice. So you got some shows coming up?
Yeah, I have. I'm booked for Montana Cup Fest and Montana Hemp Fest, and I'm booked in Michigan. I got with Josh, and then I have a couple shows like kind of locally. So not a whole lot. If you're out there and you want to book me, I probably only got 6 shows booked this year right now. So the schedule's pretty free.
Yeah, hit them up. Pretty free. Up that calendar. Hit them up.
Yeah.
Rima, how about you, man? What do you got working?
Man, I'm working on a couple projects. I'm working on the album that I'm going to release this year. So part of that is we're going to be releasing some singles. You know, we're releasing Texas Kush, which is the tune that we were talking about earlier. We're going to release that on April 5th. And that's a big tune, you know, because it features me and 5 other brethren from here in Texas. Mr. Black Sheep, Ras Idre, Firestar, Croy Wen, and Soulfire, you know, and we just shot a video for that. That comes out on April 5th. So that's, yeah. I'm really excited about that. That's a big tune, you know. So yeah, that one's coming out. And then we got another song I'm working with Youth Man Records, Chesedek and myself. Big collab, you know, and we're just finishing up the mix on that, so that one's coming out after that, and we're just gonna keep releasing singles until I release the album, I think in August, you know. So the other thing I'm doing is I'm doing a rhythm album called Reggae Soldiers. This will be the 5th release that we do. You know, we've done Reggae Soldiers Worldwide volumes 1 through 4 so far. So this year we're going to release that one, and that's got some cool features. It's got some cool features. We got, we got Rankin Joe, Gappy Ranks, Jafabio from Mexico, Tikaf from Argentina, you know, and a few other people. So I'm excited for that one. Still got some work to do on that one, but that one's going to be released this year too, you know. So yeah, man, enough works, you know what I mean?
I'm excited.
Yeah, man.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, man. Only Poe works, man. We got to do some more works, Skilly.
Always. I'm always ready for it.
Do some more works.
any rhythms you have, you want to send me, you know, I'm down, so.
Okay. Yeah, man. I got some for you, man. And I got that one rhythm you sent me, man. I'm working on that foundation rhythm. I'll send you I'll send you something. That one's nice, you know, nice dancehall vibe. You know?
Yeah. I can see you ripping that.
Yeah, man. Definitely. Yeah, man. So that's that. You know what I mean? Got a few shows lined up for the spring. You know, still booking. You know what I mean? So we're ready to perform anywhere. You know?
Right on. So a lot to look forward to from both of you this year, gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for being on the Talking Reggae Podcast. I love this tune, man. Everybody listening to this, go right out and listen to You to Stray. And spin it over and over and over. It's out everywhere. Go check out the video on YouTube. Check out the tune on Spotify and wherever else you listen to music. And I appreciate y'all being on Talking Reggae. Thank you very much. One love.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you, man.
Thank you for having us.
Give thanks.
Hey, this is your brother, Jay. And if you're listening to this episode on the week that it drops, I will be at Reggae Rise Up in beautiful St. Petersburg, Florida, March 14th through 17th on behalf of Talking Reggae. To check out all the artists that are going to be there. And listen to this lineup. Revolution, Slightly Stupid, Damian Marley, Stephen Marley, Dirty Heads, Burning Spear, Soja, Kali Buds, Fortunate Youth, Mike Love, Protege, my all-time favorite band, Steel Pulse, and so many, many more artists. So if you're going to be there too, let's meet up. Let's watch all these artists together. See you there in St. Petersburg for Reggae Rise Up.
sounded good.